The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You know what we were going to do? Let you decide, but Kelly's got family in the studio now, so Steve, let's do that other bit I gave you called adult toys that look like cartoon characters.
Yeah. And how to use them.
Yeah.
Howing said, how old are you your nephews? I need to know how many times I'm allowed to say the F word. And I was like, just old enough.
Perfect.
Didn't stop Hot Wings when my oldest was like 3. I had to have him in the studio, and Hot Wings is like, bah!
Oh, yeah.
He was sitting on my lap during segment 17.
Yeah.
Well.
That's all right.
It's not the last time he heard it. That's for sure.
Probably wasn't the first.
Definitely not the last.
I think it might have been the first, honestly. I really think it might have been the first.
It might have been. You know, you always remember.
He doesn't, so I think it's fine. All right. We've got folks who have a decision to make, and we want to help you with your paralysis through analysis. So we don't have a dog in the fight. We can just
tell you if it's a good idea or a bad idea.
Could be any
direction to go.
Real quick, do we get to ask follow-ups? Like when they give us the scenario, we get to ask, okay, it's not doesn't have to be instant?
No.
Okay.
Elizabeth joins us, listening in the Tri-Cities of Tennessee in Bristol. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you guys?
Very good. What are we helping decide?
You are going to help me and my husband decide our couple's Halloween costume this year.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh,
okay. Are you one of those couples who always has something really good?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Usually it's anything. It could be.
Okay.
We don't have any kind of certain niche or anything. We're by no means cosplayers or anything. So we'll.
But you do. You generally dress up. You enjoy the process of dressing up and whatnot.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. Halloween is our Christmas to everybody else.
Okay.
That's what we live for every year.
What were you last year?
Last year we did the Mario and Peach just because the movie had come out and we had a whole big thing with a bunch of friends around here. So we just kind of played into what was hot at the moment.
Okay.
This year, the only thing we've been able to think of is my husband's 5'5" and bald.
Okay.
I'm 5'8" with long pink hair. And so we were kind of thinking we might do like Breaking Bad where he's bald and I can be Jesse Pinkman, but, you know, pink hair.
Okay.
All right.
I like that.
Okay.
Is that
but other than that, we've really kind of hit a wall with it.
Yeah.
So he's 5'5" and bald. You're 5'8". So why don't you go? He could go on wear a turtleneck and go as a roll-on deodorant, and you could go as a razor.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
I like that.
Or I could just be a giant armpit where he would sit right in it.
Oh, yeah, you could do that too.
There you go.
Elizabeth, are you crafty enough that you can make yourself look like an armpit?
Yeah, can you make an armpit costume?
Because that would be amazing.
Oh, it would be very crude. I feel like it would just be like maybe some like a mattress topper kind of foam rolled around, and then maybe just some crude armpit hair drawn onto the outside.
I actually think that would be hilarious.
Okay,
honestly.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious. Somebody said you should be Uncle Fester and Morticia Adams.
Oh, yeah, you could do that.
Oh, that would work. That would be great.
Bummer for your husband. Like, hey, sorry, all your characters are bald. I get to be anything I want. Yeah. I can be an armpit or a lady from TV.
He's so anti-wig, too. He won't even... He'll dress up in anything clothing-wise, but he doesn't do the accessories like the wigs or anything. Oh, so could you be stuck being a bald man.
Could you be Dr. Evil and he be Mini-Me?
That is so good, Kelly. Oh, my God, yes.
I like that a lot.
So tiny.
And it's timeless.
We love Austin Powers, too. That would be great.
Yeah, I mean, those gray jumpsuits have to be becoming more available.
Yeah, you just go to Goodwill and find them. Right.
Oh, yeah, really like from the jail cell music video. For right?
Yes.
Sure, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, love it. I think that's it. That's what we have decided.
That's a good one, yeah.
Thank you,
we
Elizabeth.
We have a decision.
All right.
Happy Halloween.
1-800-947-3979. Mike in Albany. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What should we help you decide?
I got a situation with a... I will get him. I have a situation with a... sorry, that was one of my coworkers. Situation where I've been... I'm speaking to a lady, and both of us are recently out of something semi-toxic or whatever. And it's only been a couple of weeks that we've been talking, but the reason I call for assistance is because, you know how usually in the revolution of meeting somebody takes you about a month or so, depending, to really break the ice, kind of let your quirks show, things like that. Well, it's only been, like I said, like maybe seven or eight days. And it already has that ambiance, like that much time has passed.
Wow.
And like, she's aloof and everything. So like some of her responses are very, forward and to the point, but that's not an issue either.
Like forward and to the point, in what sense, without saying something we have to dump?
Like I'll send a few sentences, she'll send one, but it's not in a way that it seems like it's shut down. It just seems like, cause she's even admitted she's not the best texter. Like she believes she's better in person.
Yeah. Okay.
I haven't personally met her yet, so I'm kind of judging it off of the responses I'm getting. And like, and then for example, the first weekend we actually met, I counted for whatever reason, ADD, OCD, whatever. I counted Monday's text and we had already sent 130.
Wow.
So if you did the average over 4 days, we're already at almost 500 to 500-600 messages.
Okay. Well,
you know?
What decision are you working on then? Decision? What's the decision you're looking for?
Sorry. If I pursue in a way with interest or just as friendship.
I don't know. Are you interested in her or not?
Very much.
Well, what? Then pursue what? It as a... why would you... No. No, man. Well, you're interested in her, but just stay friends.
Yeah, because of the history is the only reason I ask, really, you know? There's obviously a level of interest from the both of us, but if insecurity and such is going to get in the way and blemish something that was potentially to develop, then I'd rather just stay back and, you know, have a friend.
Wouldn't you rather have the chance? I mean, honestly... You've got friends, right?
No.
Oh. Well, that was
dang it, Mike.
That was a lot more depressing than I thought it was going to go.
Yeah. It's okay.
That really took up, because I was like, the next part was going to be, well, if you got friends, you need a lover. But look, here's the thing. Like, my wife and I, we met when we were both going through divorces. It was a difficult time for both of us. And I am so glad that we both took the chance, but we also both did therapy. We also were very open about whatever was going on. And we were very straightforward with each other, and it worked out. So for me, I'm biased. I think it can work, but it's not easy. You can't just go in and be like, well, we'll figure this out as we go.
No,
you got to work.
No.
Yeah. And Mike, I might've missed this. Did you tell her that this is bugging you? Did you, or that you've realized that like she falls off text messages and it bums you out?
No, not at all. It's not a matter of it bums me out or anything. It's just a matter of I've told her a bunch and she's relayed in a similarity, but there's that barrier, I guess, of I don't know if either of us are.
Wait, so you've both said we're interested in the other?
Yeah, in a way. Yeah.
Well, then both of you just grow up.
What else do you need?
Just tell her.
I don't know. I'm very forward. I don't like the games. I don't waiting, but at the same time,
just
I'm
tell her, hey, I wanna date you. I wanna be in a relationship with you.
But it's only been like a week.
Okay. So, you don't have to say I wanna be in a relationship. Just keep doing what you're doing and see if it develops.
Yeah.
Don't try so hard.
Don't overthink it.
Yeah, don't overthink it.
Yeah, that's don't put too much pressure. You're already counting text messages and, like, you know, an exact number. I would say take a deep breath. Yeah. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. Definitely don't put that much pressure on her. And just kind of feel it out. Like, yeah. Give it time. Because you're feeling a lot of feelings in 8 or 9 days that she might just be trying to, like, take it easy.
You don't want to turn into Champ Kind and Anchorman when he's talking around. Maybe we should get a place together.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Come on.
Just let it develop. And, you know, maybe the car never gets off the driveway, but maybe the garage door opens and you park.
Well, so yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, too. I've been learning to give myself exposure therapy. Yeah. So it's whatever it is, you know, whether
there you go.
It's conversation or physicality.
Yeah, maybe you'll get parked car in her mouth. You don't know. Thank you, Mike. that's what we were doing, right?
Yeah.
Did I ruin the metaphor?
Yeah. No, that's no, right. No, I think that's accurate. That's accurate.
An equally important decision, such as that man's happiness for the rest of his life. We go to Chase in Central Illinois. Hi, Chase.
Hello there.
Hey.
What decision do you need help with?
Please tell us to help.
So,
picking a microwave.
This one's getting easy.
Okay.
When I'm at the supermarket, I'm always in a bind whether I should buy the canned chili with beans or the canned chili without beans.
Okay, this is a great question.
Chili has beans, man.
This is a great question. Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes when you buy chili that has the beans in it already, they're not as good as if you add beans later.
I know that's right.
But to add a comparison, like if you buy SpaghettiOs with hot dogs, they're terrible.
Okay.
But if you buy just plain SpaghettiOs and add your own fresh hot dogs, game changer.
Okay.
So much better.
Mm.
So I would say start with the chili mix if you want, but then add in fresh beans from a separate can. And then you can control the bean to meat ratio.
See, I say start with the one with the beans, because if you like it, it's less work.
Yeah.
You know, everything's done for you already.
Yeah, this is an important question, though, that we should have asked earlier. Chase, do you like beans?
You know what? I don't hate them.
Okay.
But I'm too late to make chili myself, so I have to buy the canned chili.
How long have you known the beans? Has it only been a week? How are you feeling about them?
Do the beans like you?
Yeah. How many texts have you sent the beans?
Are the beans as indifferent to you as you are them?
Are the beans coming out of a tough relationship?
I think if you're indifferent to beans, you buy the beans in the chili because you're not going to want to add beans later. You barely care.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Thank you, Chase.
Yeah. We're so good at this.
Yeah, there's a lot of options when it comes to chili and beans.
Yeah, that's true.
Bushes alone has a fantastic assortment.
This text: I'm from Texas. If it ain't got beans in it, you're eating taco soup. Put some beans in there.
Taco soup. I love that. I'm going to start calling chili that forever now.
Taco soup.
Because also tacos can have refried beans in them. I guess that's a burrito then, right?
They can. You can do anything you want in a taco.
That's true, actually. Thank you so much.
It's only a burrito if it folds. I mean, there's fish tacos.
Right. I mean, a taco is basically just an open-faced sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay.
But with shells.
Oh, we just, we're going to make taco burgers. Instead of a bun, you use a taco.
So like a Crunchwrap Supreme?
Yep.
Turgers.
Nathan joins us. Yeah. Hi, Nathan. This is
our Bacos.
Turgers.
Nathan, you have a pretty hot piece of decision-making you need to make, right? Oh.
Yes, sir. Okay. I'm trying to decide between getting the new X-Max Ultimate or a crawler, because I already have a bunch of trucks.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The what?
Remote control cars.
Oh.
I didn't help
you. Why did you say that like we all knew that?
Yeah, okay, so what are the options?
I expect people to know, man.
The X-Max Ultimate?
Or the X-Max Crawler.
Ooh, right? The X-Max Ultimate.
Yeah, or a crawler.
Oh, wow, $1,500?
Okay, yeah, you're rich.
Okay, so,
Well, it'd be a little bit before I got to it, but.
Sure. So the X-Max Ultimate or the X-Max. Here, I'll pull
okay, there's no X-Max crawler, just one of the regular, like, TRX-4
crawlers.
You're talking
about the rock crawlers?
Yeah.
Which
like
one
those
are you
guys.
Get
okay,
this?
Are they both made by Traxxas?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, that's a good start.
These
things
are
sweet. They make a quality product.
I don't think you can go wrong.
The rock crawlers are a lot cheaper.
They are significantly cheaper.
Like $1,100 cheaper.
No, you got to spend that money, though.
Yeah. But slow crawling with a RC car is no fun. You want speed, man.
Yeah.
You want
to
do some
you
got
to be able to
jumps.
Bash it.
Why not buy both?
Oh, that's
right?
You know.
I mean, you're already going to get your car repoed because of this purchase. Just get two little cars. You can ride to work out like they're skates.
Yeah, I mean, the X-Max can pull about 90 pounds, so I might be able to get away with it.
Strap them under your feet.
Get two of them and drink a few less beers. You'll be good to go.
One remote in each hand.
You can't wear them like
roller skating to work.
Perfect. That's perfect. And then you'll never have to worry about those relationship issues that the first guy had.
Yeah. Exactly. I'll have X-Max skate.
Riding your RC cars to work is such a Ricky thing.
I do think you got to get the fast one. The fast one's the way to go.
Oh, definitely.
Go X-Max.
Yep.
Yes.
Good luck with that. Thank you, Nathan.
Take it off some sweet jumps.
And I'm not going to lie, I really enjoyed the variety of that.
Yeah,
like,
me
you
too.
Know, should I propose my love? Should I eat beans? What should we wear for Halloween?
Oh, this is great. This
and
is good.
Which dumb car should I buy?
Man, that's something decisions. That I want to buy one of those things every time I see one.
Yeah, and you know what,
they're
Steve?
A lot of fun.
This might appeal to you. I've been getting advertised heavily recently, and I don't know why. The remote control construction vehicles. Like, my algorithm wants me to buy a dump truck and an excavator.
I think I might know why. It's probably because you will buy it and your algorithm knows that.
Yeah, algorithms are smart.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a clock that attracts birds.
Well, I do think. I mean,
what? What kind of guy would buy this? We know just the guy.
Yeah. We've got an idea for our startup.
Do you think I'm referred to in some meetings as customer zero?
Yes.
Like the person the disease starts
yeah.
with?
For fun, like techie stuff that's expensive? Yeah, for sure.
And very niche?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean. I did just install a wave controller in my aquarium, so.
Did you really?
A wave controller?
Wait, like one of those that's in the pool? Do you have like a little lifeguard fish that's there to be like, here comes the wave?
Yeah, do they have boogie boards?
Yeah.
It's like a little mini tsunami every
but
time.
If that were possible, that'd be a little chair.
Yeah, do you have a buoy in there for storms?
Let a dory.
Like in case it gets turbulent.
Yeah, yeah. Get back in here. I have a little red flag.
Okay, all right. Yeah, stay away from the aquarium.
On the way, a collection of football people doing dumb things. Next, it is the Free Beer and Halbig Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
You worked all day, kids just got home, everyone's hungry. Now what? I'm Melissa Benishai, CEO and co-founder of Baked by Melissa, and I'm partnering with Blue Apron to bring you meals that make dinner easy, like 15-minute salmon and tzatziki. These meals are quick and delicious, and you don't even need to subscribe in order to make them. Get 35% off your first order at Blue Apron with promo code Melissa. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. Okay, love you. Bye.